That was Lay My Burden Down, sung in an African-American Baptist church in Patterson, Arkansas, in 1953, collected by Ozark songcatcher Mary Celestia Parler. A songcatcher, or ballad hunter, is a person who, for example, when recording technology became portable in the mid-20th century, would find contacts in a community, record folk singing, and collect much more than songs. These archives are a godsend for performers and researchers, enabling many to glimpse life and music in earlier times with thousands of restored and digitized recordings at our fingertips. Here's a bit of the traditional courting song, Paper of Pins, collected by Parler in Devall's Bluff, Arkansas, in 1954. The recording of these young singers, Mrs. Robert Ware and Mary Jo Davis, captures a delightful moment in time.
I won't accept your pretty dress of red, all sewed around with golden thread, and I won't marry you, you know I won't marry you. I'll give to you the key to my heart that we may love and never part, if you will marry me, if you will marry me.
And here's a Polish folk song sung by Apollonia Dombek in Ozark, Arkansas, in 1963.
Kukuryku pietuszek, załatwia chorobuszek, jako za deraża, za trzy grosze kupluna, tupu, tupu nohami, skolił cieba rohami, nóżkami za tupcu, chwościkom za metu.
Born in 1904, Mary Celestia Parler was a professor at the University of Arkansas who spearheaded the most extensive folklore research project in Arkansas history between 1949 and 1965. With the help of students, field assistants, and hundreds of performers, she collected from Anglo-European descendants of settlers, Native and African Americans, migrant workers, and European immigrants. On reel-to-reel tapes, they recorded hymns, ballads, fiddle tunes, tales, jokes, superstitions, riddles, dances, and games, as well as photographs, drawings, home remedies, and much more. Here's a bit of Precious Memories in the Cherokee language sung in a church in Stillwell, Oklahoma, in 1950. Parler was concerned that traditional folk culture was threatened by urban life and technology. So, in an effort to collect and preserve passing traditions where folks were making their own entertainment, she drove from place to place in a Jeep and had a beautiful way with people. Here she speaks in a 1954 television show called The Search with CBS host Charles Romine as they begin a staged quest for the ballad Two Sisters, meeting a delightful array of singers, dancers, and storytellers along the way.
Is this all you have with you?
Well, a ballad hunter doesn't need much equipment. All you have to have is something rugged like this that'll take those mountain roads and those section roads down in the rice country and a tape recorder and plenty of tapes. And most of all, you have to have a genuine love for people. A folk song is a song that lives in people. One singer teaches it to another without benefit of sheet music or printed words or records. In fact, publication of a folk song tends to imprison it. But the real test of a folk song is oral transmission. It's taught by singing and learned by hearing from generation to generation. Shall we get going?
They make a stop at a general store where several men tell a tall tale that Parler's husband, well-known folklorist Vance Randolph, had included in his book, We Always Lie to Strangers.
Boy, it can really get hot up here in these hills when it has a mind to. Say, Oscar, remember that year back in 1936?
I sure do.
Well, it got so hot up to my place, the corn went to popping on the ears right out in the field.
That happened on quite a few farms in 2 years, I reckon. Popcorn all over the place. The damn stuff got 2 feet deep on the level and drifts against the fences.
You know, I had the team out in the field plowing that day. I reckon the horses figured it was snow, because they began to shiver so that I thought they'd freeze before I'd get them back to the barn.
It was a scorcher.
They also visit a woman with long braids singing and spinning yarn on her porch.
We're coming in Arkansas. We're coming in Arkansas. Our four-horse team will soon be seen in the hills of Arkansas. The men raise hounds down there. Hunting is all they care. While the women plows and makes the corn and the man shoots turkey and deer. My name is Mary S. Briscoe. I was born and raised right here. Some call me Sister Sookie and some call me Granny. And I'm 80 years old. And my father was a terrible singer, good singer. And he learnt me the most of the old songs.
We'll finish with a play party scene where Professor Parler explains the parameters around dance in traditional culture. I hope you enjoyed this glimpse into the life and enduring work of an important Ozark songcatcher.
Coffee grows on wild oak trees, the river flows with brandy old. You'll choose the one to run with me. We're glad they can be old.
So this is a play party. It looks like a dance to me. Why don't they call it that?
They're not call it dancing. They call it playing games.
I don't get it.
There are 3 main differences between a play party and a dance. The music is sung rather than instrumental. They use a hand swing rather than a waist swing. And they say they're playing games.
And what a silly boy is that Bill? Bill turns around with pretty good will. And then hop and rip his back. Please step forward and just fall back.